48, 49, 50.
What you doing?
Oh, hey, Watson. Just getting jacked up for the summer with my pull-up routine.
No, Buzz. We get jacked up because electric rates often go up during the hot summer months.
More expensive? When we're needed most? Weird flex.
Good thing people can lock in an affordable electric plan with APG&E. Then it's the same predictable rate every month.
Learn more at APGE.com.
The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Big Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Last one of the week. Tomorrow you can email talk at b102103.com. Hi, Niall and show. Please keep this anon. I'm seeing a girl and we're a bit more than casually dating. She has started staying over at mine, and yesterday she got up to have her shower, and when she came out, I asked her how she managed to have one so quickly and why was her hair dry. She told me she doesn't wash her hair every day. She said she only washes it once, at a push twice. I was repulsed and told her she's staying again. She has two choices, the spare room or shower before bed with a hair wash included. I have silk pillows my mom gave me and I don't want her greasy, slimy head on them. She feels I'm being a bit harsh. I think I'm allowed to call it when something so manky is in question. It really changes my opinion on her. What do you guys think?
Read the line about the mom again.
The mom. Where's the mom? I have silk pillows my mom gave me and I don't want her greasy, slimy head on them.
Wow. Wow. Her greasy, slimy head.
When was the last time you washed your hair?
Saturday.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
And don't be surprised by this. I've had this conversation before.
Wouldn't be staying on his silk pillows.
No, he wouldn't let me into the house. I am a once or twice a week kind of girl, and I've spoken about this before on the show, and it got certain people in trouble when they commented. Like, her hair is not necessary. If she washes her hair once or twice a week, I don't think it's manky. Mm. You know, you've been put off by it because I suppose when you're in the shower, it's very easy for you to wash your hair every day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that if you feel so strongly about her manky head and it being on your mom's silk pillows, then I just don't think that you're going to have a future together. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be a lot. Look, there's two trains of thought.
Could she wear a shower cap in bed or something? Would that be the way forward? You know, just to protect the
silk pillows.
Imagine
going out with somebody and them telling you, before you get into bed, can you please put the shower cap on? Imagine. Like, what? Like, have you ever seen, like, I don't know anybody that, like, a shower cap is hard to pull off, isn't it? Where do you go? Look, I will say, right, a lot of people have really mixed feelings on the fact that only washing your hair a couple of times a week is not very nice.
Yeah.
And I remember when we discussed this on the show before, a hairdresser said you shouldn't wash your hair every day because it makes it really, really oily and greasy and you're not meant to do it.
Like, so, I do, I still find it strange just in that if I didn't wash my hair every day and it's so short, my hair will get really, really greasy.
It's so easy for you to wash your hair.
I know.
Like,
I had a little experience of this, of the girly life, right?
Go on.
In the pandemic, when I didn't get a haircut, right?
Oh my God,
right?
Your hair wasn't
that long, but I had like long hair at the back because I couldn't cut that, right? And I was like, God, it does take a while to dry it, doesn't it?
Yeah, imagine having all of this hair on top of your head and then, like, I blow dry my hair, so yeah, it does take quite a while to have like the full shower or whatever. I just don't think you're a match, and I think you're bringing your mom into it with the pillows. I don't know.
You need,
like,
somebody with a buzz cut or something to go out with. No.
I just think you're so judgy to say that, like, her head is manky.
And slimy.
Like, imagine that she's listening this morning and that's how you've described her. Like, I really think that's too harsh. Mm. And I suppose we need to hear from the girls this morning that are like me, that only do it a couple of times a week. And do you look at me and go, ooh, you're manky?
No, I'd never notice, to be honest.
I've never noticed. To be fair, you don't notice when I get my hair done anyway.
You change your hair colour, I probably wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Okay, quick thoughts on this. 085-102-9103. If I've learned anything on this show over the last few years, it's that girls have many types of showers, don't you?
Yeah,
you have a few different types.
It could be like a full
workout, body wash,
not workout,
hair wash. Well, you know what I mean, the shaving.
Yeah,
and the
tan. There's different types of showers. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's get through some of the thoughts. Mel says, oh my God, what a snothead. Okay.
That's a brilliant insult.
God forbid we ruin mummy's silk pillows. God, he needs to be not calling her greasy and slimy. How rude. Yeah. And also, girls try to train their hair to be washed as little as possible.
Yes, we were only talking about this myself training. And Amy and Rachel from Beat News. We were having this conversation. I said, you can actually train your hair to not be needing the wash every day.
You train your hair to do tricks.
And you're like, well done. Pat yourself on the head.
Sit here. Great today.
Good dog.
It's perfectly normal and better for your hair. Seriously, it's our own business anyway. So judgy. Who tells someone how often they have to wash their hair? Jeez, lad.
Mon said, every girl who has long hair and washes it every day clearly has nothing better to do. Show is absolutely right, completely right. It's not like it takes us 3 minutes. We use products. We have to work them in, dry out hair and everything else. I don't know a single girl with long hair who washes it every day. Maybe girls with short hair do. They kind of have to because otherwise it doesn't sit properly and they need to style it. But no girl with long hair washes her hair every day. So that guy really needs to come back down to earth.
Hi, Niall and show. Katie, Richie and Dara here on the school run. As a curly, thick hair girl, you cannot wash your hair every shower. I'd wash my hair every 2 or 3 days, but I shower every single day. Twice a day if I go to the gym.
Yeah.
It's normal. He'd want to cop on for himself. It's not good to wash your hair every day.
Lorne, she needs to run. He sounds like an absolute tool with his silk pillows. Not all girls wash their hair every day, and I'm one of those. I only wash my hair a handful of times in the week because I need my colour to look vibrant and last for as long as I can. This girl would be so much better without this boy. Can I just say, in like what is a lot of response to this, there is not one message defending him, you know?
Yeah. Linda was on to us.
Just regarding the dilemma, I used to have really, really long hair. It was like down to my elbows. And if I washed it more than twice a week, my hair would get really, really greasy up top and then it would be manky. But so I only washed it twice a week. Now, I've actually recently got my hair cut up very short and I've never had it this short. And now I realise I actually have to wash my hair more regularly because it does end up looking greasy. So it really depends on our hair. And like my hair was really thick as well. So it's just the oils were able to go through it and that was more healthier than actually washing it every single time I had a shower. Because if I did that, as I said, my hair would look manky and would look greasy. And you wouldn't be going to bed for about 2 hours because it would take me that long to even dry my hair. Get it properly dry before you touch those silk pillows.
You don't get it. It's hard to explain to you.
I know.
And you know what? It's not just the actual washing of it. It's the build up. You know, Amy, when you're like, you know that you have to do it and you know that it's coming and you have to mentally, I'd be sitting on the couch with my coat on. I really have to work my way up to the actual ordeal that it is. And I know that sounds crazy, but I feel like that is true and we don't talk about it enough.
Let's just squeeze one more in. Shannon Layton.
Okay, on the dilemma today. I'm thinking it's not that big of a deal if she doesn't wash her hair every day. I don't wash my hair every day. Now, I would wash my body every day. Like, I would have a body shower.
Yeah.
But, I'm not washing my hair every day. You're joking. It takes so long.
Yeah.
And my hair's not dirty. It doesn't, hair doesn't actually need to be cleaned every single day. So, I don't know, it's not the biggest deal in the world. If she's a nice girl, I'm sure, she could be okay with not washing her hair. What do you think, Layton?
I think that, I think it might be harder for girls to wash their hair because I wash my hair nearly every day, so...
We don't think it's that big of a deal anyway, is it? It's not a deal breaker.
No.
Thank you so much, guys.
Nick's been on. She sent us a picture of me using this right now before I start work. Dry shampoo for the win. I've often said by the end of the week, I'm often 90% Batiste in that hair.